want to welcome you all to the Live Better the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. And on today's show, you all better buckle up, sit down, put your seatbelts on, because we're going to be talking about big tech and censorship is getting real. Wow. Saw this coming sooner or later. I knew this was coming. All right, let's go ahead. Let me go ahead and grab that verse of the day. And we'll go ahead and I'd like to open up today's show with prayer also. And then we're going to close it with prayer also as well too. But the verse of the day is out of Hebrews chapter 10 verses 24 through 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Wow. Let's go ahead and pray before we get into the show. Dear God, I just, Lord Jesus, I just ask that you be here with us all. Give me the words, what I need to say. And if anyone hasn't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, I pray towards the end of the show they will have the opportunity. I pray that they will give their hearts and their life over to Jesus. I ask this in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So on today's show, I wanted to go ahead and talk about big tech censorship going crazy and wild. Wow. And I want to talk a little bit about January 6th, the Capitol, and Main Street media. So we all know, you know, probably have heard, saw it on the news, the riot in on the Capitol. And maybe some of you realize it. Maybe some of you are naive, don't know. Maybe you're blind to it. I don't know what where you're at, but there was Antifa that was the instigators that broke into posing, pretending to be Trump supporters. So basically everyone would get mad at Trump, would get mad at the Trump supporter, and cause division and stuff. Well, I tell you what, division has already happened because of the fraud in the election. That's already happened. And there's more stuff behind the scenes that you folks don't realize, that I don't realize. You know, I know, you know, but I can tell you, you know, Trump hasn't played all his cards yet. You know, there's an affidavit that leaked out, and it is true. You can check out Nations in Action. They've been working to get the proof that the president needs, and the proof that the lawyers need to prove that there was foreign interference and there was a cheating and fraud and stuff. Trump actually won the election, believe it or not. You know, there were votes that had been changed. There was someone that had admitted to being a part of this coup, you know, of changing the votes. You know, this person apparently is in trouble. He's already gotten charged in, I believe, in Italy. So they will come forward and will come forward if, you know, they're promised protection. But everyone that's getting this information out to people, you know, they're risking their lives too. But I tell you what, as a Christian, we cannot just stand by and let big tech companies censor us. We cannot allow lying and fraud and cheating to go on in America or in this world. You know, yes, we are to be peacemakers. Yes, we were to be Christ-like. Yes, we are to follow in Jesus' footsteps, you know, and share the gospel and visit the sick and the afflicted, you know, give to the needy, you know, also visit the people in prison and get involved in prison ministry. That's all a part of serving Jesus Christ. But we're not supposed to roll down like doormats where people can trample over us. We need to stand up for our freedoms and rights. And if this nation is in sin, we need to stand up. And the reason why this nation has got so corrupt is because the church has gotten lazy. The church has not stood up and done their job correctly. They've turned a blind eye. They've folded into sin. You know, so, you know, if you think that censorship is just, yeah, you're like, oh, it's not happened to us. Well, bet again, it's going to happen to the Christians. You know, it's already happened to the patriots and the vets and stuff. It's happening to the Trump supporters, conservatives, and to our president. So I want to talk about the big tech. Big tech, yes, they own their own company, and then they decide that they want to censor people and, you know, control the freedom of speech and their own narrative. So it's time that we, the people, create our own platform. Separate of Google, separate of Apple, separate of Amazon. And go out there and create our own free freedom of speech platform. But I tell you what, they'll probably still complain and try to take that down as well, too. So, you know, that's part of the control that they're trying to do is control everything. You know, change the narrative according to what they want. Sorry about that. I am a little tired. But, you know, so we definitely need to pray for that. We need to pray for the United States. We need to pray for the world. We need to pray against. We need to pray for big tech to stop with the censoring. Over. I understand some censorship, yes. And guidelines, yeah, should be followed. Absolutely, I do. But censoring someone because they're a Christian, censoring them because they have political views that differ from you, you know, and I think we've all done that in our lives at some point. We've all blocked someone on Facebook. We've all censored someone. We've all, you know, we're all guilty. We've all done it. All of us. So what we need to do is to live more holy. We need to, you know, start living a better life. Start treating people with love and respect. That's what we need to do. We need to start treating people the way Jesus treated people. To truly follow in the steps of Jesus means to truly follow in the steps of Jesus. You know, it's not, I'm not saying that you go walk on water and test that out, but hey, who's to say that the Lord, if you believe in the Lord, and the Lord may bless you or help you or give you a supernatural experience to where you walk on the water. You know, I mean, with God, anything is possible. So, and the censorship has just gotten too crazy. I mean, you got Facebook, you got YouTube. You know, it's just more and more and more, you know, companies think, oh, we can just censor you, you know, because you don't fit into our narrative. And you don't fit into, sorry about that, and you don't fit into the the perfect mold that we want you to be a part of, you know, where, you know, because you don't fit into their agendas, you know. So it's basically, if you don't fit into their agendas, you know, they're going to censor you, they're going to ban you, you know, if you don't line up to their core and what they want, you know, and things that they believe in, you know, they'll censor you. These big tech companies, they censor you regardless. You could have had like a YouTube channel for like 10 years and then like all that content one day is all gone. If you didn't back it up and download it and all that, it's all gone. It's real. They do this. This is nothing new. Nothing new at all. Oh. But that's something that's true on, something to think about. And yeah, I want to go ahead and get a little bit into what actually happened to President Trump and the social media and all that. But we're going to go ahead and take a short little message from me. I'll be right back. Do you know what happens when a nuclear missile goes off? It causes an electromagnetic charge. You know, so basically that electromagnetic pulse or charge or pulse, it knocks out your computer chips or computer systems. So if you have a car, your house, anything with a computer system, it's going down. It's going to knock it down. You're not going to have any electricity. But I wanted to tell you that there is a solution. EMP Shield, which is actually now partnered with, you know, with the government in providing EMP Shield products to an EMP on a much bigger level for the government. What EMP Shield does, you can place it on, you can buy one for your car, you can buy one for your house, your generator, and it protects you of all three phases of an actual EMP. It also will protect you from any lightning surge also as well too. And, you know, in the event there's any solar flares. So if it's like, you know, God made, you know, lights out and knocking out power and stuff, you know, so it covers you for that as well too. So now you can go to empshield.com. You can go /JEB. You can also use, or you can use coupon code if you go just to empshield.com, but you can, you know, go to empshield.com/JEB, or you use coupon code JEB. That's coupon code JEB. They give you $50 off. If you get multiple devices, you get $50 off on both, on the multiple devices as well, too. And, you know, the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show will also get a little bit of a commission, you know, from any purchases that you by using our referral code. And you'll be helping the show out as well, too. And I appreciate any support of any kind. I also even have, so now, yeah, you can have the peace of mind of knowing that your family is protected and you will not be without electricity or a running car thanks to EMP Shield. Be right back. I want to welcome you all back to the show. Hope you enjoyed that short little message. Or, you know, the message from me talking about EMP Shield and kind of the benefits of EMP Shield and, you know, what it entails and helps you and what it'll help you do, you know, be without. Who wants to be without electricity or running car? You know, you could be the one that, you know, because you have the car, you might be able to take, you know, your family to safety. You may have to bug out, you know. So, you know, one thing is, like, you're going to want to have enough gas on hand and food and extra stuff. So if you need to bug out, because gas is important, if there's an EMP type scenario, gas station pumps are going to be out as well too. So having extra gas on hand to get to where you need to go is definitely a plus as well. So, you know. But I just wanted to thank all my supporters. You can give. I mean, if you feel you don't have to, but, you know, any donations or any help, you know, will help me be able to spend more time, you know, getting shows to you. You know, and also for me to research any topics or anything on the show. So, no. But before we go ahead and get into a short little prayer, I did want to share a really cool app with y'all, which is really cool. You know, I'm not going to go too much into detail because you can go straight to the website and there's a video that explains it all. I mean, a video is going to explain it a lot better than I can, but I can tell you, I mean, imagine if you could have an app where you have the perfect ecosystem where you can get cash back. And every time that you pay your subscription, your monthly subscription, you're going to get trip credits. So I want you to think of it as like you're saving money for a trip. So it's like you're saving $30 a month so you can go on trips in the future. Because there might be a point where you may need to go on a trip. You may have to go to a funeral. And imagine if you got, you know, 100 more, let's say 150 points saved up in trip credits. And you can use that towards a flight if you need to, or a rental car or something, you know, or a hotel room, you know, or somewhere, you know. Most likely probably use it on a flight. And for any of my cashback enthusiasts, if you love cashback, how many of you already go to, like, maybe you go to Home Depot, maybe you all have an Xbox and stuff, you know, or there's some restaurants you enjoy going to. What if you get cash back? Yeah, so on this app, you can get cash back. It's pretty simple. You just purchase a gift card, and if the cash back is like 5%, you'll get that 5.4% back in the ecosystem. You know, so, you know, that's things that you can use that also when you take your trips and stuff also as well too. So, and there's Financial Fitness, Rascal Radio. They have a lot of cool stuff. So, they do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So I encourage everyone to try it out. Give it a good 25-day test drive. See how you like it. Immerse yourself in the app. Use the cash back. No, you can't cash it out. And, you know, it's not designed for, you know, an income per se. You know, not like get upside. You know, like that. But I'll go ahead and leave my referral code for get upside as well too. You know, it's such a pretty cool app. You can save money on gas and stuff. And then when you cash out, you can put it on a, like, a gift card, or just have it deposited in your bank account. So, you know, not as much stuff that you would get through the Life app. But, like I said, you can try out that Life app. Try it out for 25 days. If you don't like it, You can cancel it. Get a refund. You reach out to customer service. But let's say you do like it, and you decide to share it with others, and they sign up, and they love it, and they share. Well, every time that you refer someone, you're going to get 10 trip credits. It's like getting 10 bucks on top of, you know, the 30 bucks, the 30 trip credits you would get every month. So, you know, there's benefits, lots and lots of benefits. You got marketplace products, you get services as well, too. All sorts of cool stuff. You know, in a perfect little ecosystem, as I like to call it. So, you know. Anyways, so I highly recommend it. I'll go ahead and link that all in the description box below for you. You know how to get to the Life app. Go ahead and sign up for that. You know, where you can watch the video as well, too. Sign up, immerse yourself in the app. That's the best way I can do it. I can sit there and talk about it, but until you actually sign up and knowing that, you know what, hey, I'm just test drive it, see how I like it. Like I said, you don't like it, 25 days, cancel, get your money back. But if you like it, man, you have a really awesome referral program, so you can help refer it to others and get more trip credits. So that's cool. But anyways, you know, so those are all tools and stuff that we can use in our lives, right? I'm getting to something. So if those are all tools and stuff that can benefit your life, what if I told you the ultimate tool to help you in your life is the Bible, the Word of God? That is the ultimate tool that you can pick up daily and read, learn about Jesus, learn about the Creator, learn about God, learn about stuff, learn about the apostles, learn about things of the past. Learn about all of that. That is the greatest tool that you can use in your life. And having that relationship with the Creator of the universe, God the Father, and having a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross 2,000 years ago for your sins, didn't even know you, and He died for you. That you can come to Him daily on your knees and say, Lord, forgive me. Now, it's not saying that you go out there and start keep on sinning, because to truly repent is to turn away from. To turn away from that lifestyle, to turn away from that sin, to have a change of mind, a course direction. To live an authentic Christian life is to pick up your cross daily. Daily, not when you feel like it, but daily. Walking with Christ is walking in Christ, you know, following after His examples. Answering the call when He calls you. So I want to give you all the opportunity right now. If you haven't accepted Jesus, maybe you're out, maybe I feel like there's people out there right now that feel an emptiness in their heart, where you feel and you've tried to fill it with other stuff, but it hasn't worked. What if I told you that there's a Jesus-shaped hole in your heart just for Jesus? So all that stuff you keep trying to fill your heart with and stuff, it doesn't seem to work, or it lasts temporarily, and then you're back to square one because you're not filling it with the right thing. You're not filling it with Jesus Christ and His Word and the Word of God. So go ahead and repeat after me. I'm going to lead you through a little prayer. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And Jesus, I ask that you please forgive me for all my sins. Please come into my life. Please be the Lord of my life. Please guide and direct me every single day. And most importantly, is most importantly is thanking Jesus for what he did. Thank you for coming into my life. Thank you for coming into my heart. And I ask this in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Sorry for my little train of thought. I am a little tired. I think I probably already mentioned that. But I just wanted to get this episode, or this, get this message out to each and every one of you. And I wanted to encourage each and every one of you. You know, anyone that, you know, supported Trump, do not put your faith in one man or woman or the things of this world, but put your faith in Jesus Christ, for he will not let you down. Let's go ahead and pray. I want to pray for y'all. Dear God, I'm going to pray for everybody. I'm going to pray for guidance and direction for everyone. I'm going to pray for this nation. I'm going to pray for this world. I'm going to pray, Lord, that you can open hearts. So they may come to know you, Lord. And I ask this all in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Jesus loves each and every one of you very, very much. But you have to take that, you have to meet him in the middle. You have to take that effort. Getting on your hands and knees. And asking Jesus Christ to forgive you. Thank you so much. Please go ahead and share, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And I'll go ahead and link all the stuff in the description for y'all. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.